Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Ches. We are starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said Hilchas Shabbos, namely all the halachos regarding Shabbos, are like Harim Tulim B'Sa'ara. They're mountains on a hair. That's because there's so little written about Shabbos in the Torah, and still there's so many halachas. Now Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he tells us there B'Chama Bar Okva Makshi. He has as follows: V'Lo In Kasev Ela Ach Mayanu Bar Mikveh Ma'im Yatahar. The only thing that's written about a mikvah is this pasuk we just read: V'At Laman Menu Kam Halachas. But you learn so many halachas of mikvah from it, so that also should be included in this group along with Shabbos, and it's not, so that's a question we don't know how to answer to it. The Gemara continues discussing groups that airs as halacha. If you have a halacha that comes to you, and you don't know where it comes from, you don't know what the reason for it is, don't push it away and say that it's wrong. There are many halachas were said to Moshe Ben Har Sinai, and all of them are in the Mishnah. So many times you're going to read a Mishnah, you're not going to understand where the halacha comes from, but really it's halacha Moshe Sinai, so don't push it away. Now, Omar Avavin, he tells us, this is true. The din of two different types of wheat. It's a Mishnah Maseches Peah that tells us that if we have one field that has two different strains of wheat planted in it, that's going to require two separate Peahs, not the same Peah. If not for the fact that Nachum came along and explained to us that this is actually Halacha Moshe Sinai, would we have known that? No. So we see that there's a lot of halachas in Mishnah that really are Halacha Moshe Sinai. We continue discussing Tar Shabbal Peh and Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Gemara tells us, Reb Zair says, Reb Blazar, the Pasuk says, Echlev Loi Rube Tairasi. Literally translated, this means, I've written for him, meaning for Bnei Yisrael, the majority of my Torah. The question is, is the majority of the Torah written? No. There's more Tar Shabbal Peh than there is Tar Shabbat Chsav. So suggest an answer first is El Merub Hadvarm Hadurashim Echsav Minadvarm Hadurashim Mapeh. There are more things that are darshind from Sukkim than there are darshind Baal Peh, meaning Halacha Moshe Mishnei and Tar Shabbal Peh. Ask Gemara Bakani, is that really so? There's much more based off of Tar Shabbat Chsav. The Gemara says, you're right. El Rather, this one it means Chavivin Hadvarm Hasmuchim Lechsav Minadvarm Smuchim Lepeh. That which is darshind from a Pasuk are more Chaviv than that which is darshind Baal Peh. We continue with another explanation of this Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yudbar Pazi, says Echtav Loi Rube Tairasi. But here's the drasha, Elo HaToychachas, is referring to the Toychacha. That's because Rube is Miloshen Riv, of a dispute or a fight, an argument, and that's like the Toychacha Hashem gave us. And if you can, even so, even though we have this Toychacha on the Pasuk, and we know we get punished if we don't keep the Torah, nonetheless, the Pasuk continues, like Kamar Zernach Shavu, aren't they like a czar, like a foreigner, meaning somebody who doesn't keep Torah? In other words, even though we know the punishment is for not keeping Torah, nonetheless, we don't necessarily follow it. And the third explanation of this Pasuk, Amar Avavin, he tells us, Elo Kasavti Lecha, Rube Tairasi, if I would have written for you the majority of my Torah, meaning even if Tarshem Lapeh would have been written down, like Marzar Nachshavu, wouldn't you be considered like a czar, just like a regular foreigner? Ma bein leumais, what would be the difference between you and the other nations? Eilu mitzin sifrein, ve'eilu mitzin sifrein, eilu mitzin diftrein, ve'eilu mitzin diftrein. They write their books, and they write their books. They write their parchments, and they write their parchments. In other words, the non-Jews write based off of the Torah. That's because they have access to Tarshem Achsav, and we wouldn't be any different from them if Tarshem Lapeh was written down as well, because they would write some laws based off of our Tarshem Lapeh. Therefore, in order to show how we're different and distinguished and unique, Tarshem Lapeh wasn't written down. We continue discussing. Rav Chaga says, "B'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Nemru Dvarim Bepeh v'Nemru Dvarim Bechsav. There are things that are said Baal Peh, and there are things that are written down. Ve'in Anu Yodne El Man Chavivin. We don't know which one is more beloved. Elon Madchsev, rather from that which says in the pasuk, Ki Al Pi Advarim Bo'Ele Karati Tchabris V'As Yisrael. It's because of these words, Azakars Bris with you, which is Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden. Hadar Mitzvah tells us, Oisin Shabbat Peh Chavivin. The ones that are Al Peh, that's more Chaviv. That's because the pasuk says Ki Al Pi Advarim Bo'Ele Lashon Pi Peh Mouth. That's Tar Shabbat Peh. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon. They argue about this. Chanan, one of them says, if you guard that which was given over, and that which was given over in the written Torah, I'm going to be cursed bris with you. But if not, any cursed chabris, I'm not going to be cursed bris with you. The other one says, if you guard that which is al peh, and that which is b'ksav, you're going to get schar. If not, you're not going to get schar. Now we have a drasha, how we know that everything is hinted to in the Torah, even if it's considered al peh, or it's halacha moshe Sinai. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Levi, he tells us, the pasuk could have said the word aleihem, but instead it says va'alehem. Also could have said the word kol, but it says kichol, and it could have said the word devarim, but it says the word hadvarim. This comes from the pasuk vayimar shal moshe k'sov l'chas hadvarim ho'ele ki al pi hadvarim ho'ele. So we have these extra letters. What does this teach us? Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, halachas v'agadais, all these things. Chesaron beis on top. Afilu masha Talmud vasik asid lahiris lefnei rabbi. Even that which a very chashev Talmud is getting the pasuking in front of his rebbe. Kvar nemar l'moshe b'sinai, that was already said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And matam, what's the source for this? What's the pasuk? So we have a pasuk in Kehilas that tells us yesh davar shi'omer re'izeh chadashu. Sometimes there's something you're going to say, wow, look, this is new. And Chaver Meshiva Imerloi, his friend's going to reply to him and tell him, which is the continuation of the Pasuk, Kvar Hayloi Lamim Asher Hayom Lefaneinu, this was already existed in that which was before us, meaning it's not new, this is already given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Now continue discussing this in another light. Reb Zair says, B'Shem Shmuel, Ein Ma'ir Loimen HaLachas, we're not allowed to paskin from HaLachas, meaning HaLacha Moshe Sinai, V'Loimen HaGadais, not from HaGadais, V'Loimen HaToiseftais, that's a proper girsa, not from Braisas that are called Toiseftais, Elmen HaTalmud, only from Talmud, which means Gemara, basically what the Amoraim came came out with, we're only allowed to paskin based off of that. Ask Gemara, how could you say we can't learn from Allah Chomesh Misinai? Vatan Rav Chalafta Ben Shaul, he teaches, Hishnei Minei Chitim, Hishnei Minei Sa'irim, that this din that we had in Amud Aleph, about Shnei Minei Chitim, two different strains of wheat, they're planted in the same field, they would be chayv in two separate payas, so it's the same din regarding two different types of barley, and that seems to be like we're learning it from Allah Chomesh Misinai. So Rav Zairi answers that no, Kach Haisa Allah Biyadon Ushrechua, that actually was originally the Allah Chomesh Misinai that they had, and then they forgot it, and Rav Chalafta Ben Shaul just brought this back in a braisa, and that's why it tells us, Hishnei Minei Chitim, Hishnei Minei Sa'irim, but really, that's also Allah Chomesh Misinai. We continue asking on this, but we have a Mishnah that tells us, HaMachalik Batzalim Lachem L'Shok U'Mekayim Yaveshim L'Gairen, that if somebody's picking his onions and he takes the fresh ones and he's going to sell them in the marketplace and the dry ones he stores away, that's actually chayv in two separate payas. Now, is L'Chameimar Shuk V'Garen Kachas Halach B'Yadim Shechua? Could you really say that this din of Shuk and Gairen, two different onions going to two different places, that also was Halach Chomesh Misinai and they forgot it? That has nothing to do with wheat. So it must be that it wasn't Halach Chomesh Misinai, we're just learning from it and we end without an answer to this. We continue discussing, Ruchnani says, B'Shem Shmuel, Ain L'Meidin Min Ha'iraya, no learning from a Ha'iraya, from something comes out through Limud, meaning the Rebbe's learning with the Talmidim, and he says, based off of this, the psak would be X, Y, and Z. You can't learn from that and can't use that as the actual psak because there isn't a real case and all the factors aren't there in front of them. It's coming out through Limud. Now, another aspect of this is that Kalmaidin, everyone agrees, She'ilim made them in a Maisa, that you can't learn from a Maisa. If a story happened, you can't learn based off that story. It must mean that Allah is A, B, and C. Now, Amar Ramana, Ramana told him, Hadadat Amar, Behudalai Savar. That was only said in regards to a person who's not Savar, which means he doesn't possess the capabilities of Svara. He's not able to analyze that which happened and draw the proper halachic conclusions from it. So that's why he can't learn halacha from it. Bram Behud Savar, Ovid. But if a person is Savar, he is a Talmud Chacham who possesses the capabilities of Svara, so he is able to learn even just off of a Maisa. However, Amar Leib Chananya told him that no, Bein de Savar, Bein de Loi Savar, Behud de Palig. It doesn't make a difference if the Chacham is Savar, not Savar. If the matter that came out from the story is Machloik is a different man to Amram, different Paiskim, so then you can't learn based off of what happened in the story. However, Bram Behud de Loi Palig, if this is not the subject of Machloik is, Bein Savar, Bein Loi Savar, Avad. Even if he's not Savar, he's able to base Psak off of what happened. We now have a number of statements which don't necessarily seem connected to each other. The first one is, Rabbo says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Kol Yisrim Shri B'Halayen, anytime we have an Isser that got mixed up with Heter, and then a person added on more of the Heter, Shoygeg, if that happened B'Shoygeg, Mutter, so it's Mutter because there's Bittel, whereas Mazid, Aser. If he added in B'Mazid, he wanted to be Mevatel it on purpose, so it's Aser, you can't benefit from it. Asking more of Lomas Nisahi, isn't this a Mishnah? There's a Mishnah that says that if Chulin and Truma got mixed up with each other, and there wasn't enough Chulin to be Mevatel the Truma, and then more Truma was added in, so Im Shoygeg Mutter, Im Mazid Aser. If that Truma was added in B'Shoygeg, and then more Chulin was added in to Mevatel it, so Im Shoygeg Mutter, Im Mazid Aser. If that Chulin was added in B'Shoygeg, it's Mutter. If it was done by Mazid, it's Aser. So what's Revo telling us, B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, it's not a Chiddush? The answer is, Masnisa B'Truma. That Mishnah is talking about Truma, as we just said. And so one might think that we're much more machmir with that. Deruba Aser Meimelacha, Rabbi Yechonon is coming to teach a Chiddush, something greater than B'Afilu Shar Kol Dvarim, even with all other things, it might even be Derabanans and not Deiraisos. Still, if a person adds it in on purpose, we say that it's Aser to benefit from, because Ein Mevatel Nisal Chatchila, it's only if it falls in B'Shoygeg, then it'd be Mutter. We continue with another memra, Rav Achzaz B'Shem Rabbi Yonason, Kashim Shemitzel Lemer Davar Shehunase, just like it's a mitzvah to say something that will be done, which means it's a mitzvah to give Teichacha to a person to rebuke them if you know that they're going to listen to you. Kach mitzvah Shaloi Lemer Al Davar She'enu Nasa. It's also a mitzvah to not say something if you know it's not going to be done, if you know that the person is not going to listen to you, so don't give him Teichacha. That's Amr Alfa on top, another memra, Amr Blazer, he tells us, Kashim Shasu Latar Satame, just like it's Asr to be Matar something which is Tame, Kach Asu Latame Satahar. So too, you're not going to be Matame something which is Tahar. And if the Rav who gets the Shiloh doesn't know how to answer, he's not so sure what the halacha is, he shouldn't be quick to say, you know what, it's just Tameh, because it's easier to say that. He has to spend time, he has to look into all the sources, perhaps it really might be Tahar. On to the last memra, Rabbi Abba Yaakov says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Imbas halacha tachas yodecha, if halacha comes to you regarding Truma, you're not so sure if it's Tameh, in at yodeham litlis and litzref, and you're not so sure if you should be toilet it, and that basically means it's a suffix, you can't eat it but you can't burn it, or if you should just say burn it, it means it's problematic. So you should always run after the psak of burning the Truma as opposed to being toilet. Why is that? There's nothing more cherished in the Torah than Parm and Seir Mahan Esrafim. Regarding all five of these Parm and Seir Mahan Esrafim, at least some of the Avodah takes place inside the Beis HaMikdash. They're burned. So we see the burning is the choice thing to do. However, Rabbi Yossi asks on this, why is that a rayo? Are we going to learn from something that it's its mitzvah to something that it's not its mitzvah? These Parm and Seir Mahan Esrafim, as their name indicates, the mitzvah is to burn them. As opposed to Truma, there's no mitzvah to burn Truma, and therefore you can't necessarily learn one from the other. Milestone of finishing the first parak of Masechet Chagiga. Just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechet Chagiga together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.